Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're hanging in there, man. It's all draft. I feel it drafted here, literally and figuratively, to be totally honest with it. But anyway, Baltimore Sun, we were talking about this earlier. Childs Walker, Brian Wacker, Mike Preston, you know, grading Eric DaCosta through the first 5 years of his GM-ship, if you will, including drafted trades, all giving him at least a B. Childs gave him a B+. Heading into this year's draft, his sixth, how are we assessing, you assessing, the job that Eric DaCosta has done?
I think it's been a fair job. I mean, he's made some, you know, some good picks. You look at, obviously, the Kyle Hamilton one right now, probably being the best of the bunch to this point. But he's been able to facilitate that trade for Hollywood Brown and turn that into a Pro Bowl type of center and Linderbaum. So that's a win for him. You like the Zay Flowers pick last year. That looks to be a pretty good one. I think that he's got a couple of guys that could turn out to be players as well. I think Isaiah Likely clearly looks like a stud. That's a fourth-round pick. I still think Travis Jones is a guy that I think could take a huge step forward this year. So we'll see what he's really made of. And same with guys like Andrew Voorhees, who's expect him and Trenton Simpson are expected to get bigger roles this offseason, this upcoming season, I should say, as well. But look, he goes and gets Derrick Henry. He's done some things similar to Ozzy in terms of some of their philosophies, but he's also gone his own route as well.
Well, we got breaking news coming out of one winning drive, Cordell. Nolan McGraw, get in here with your Harry Reasoner breaking news stuff.
Well, I'm rubbing my eyes. I don't even know if this is real, but it's the Ravens' official account. They've extended Rashad Bateman through 2026.
Well, I guess he's not getting traded after all. But I was just going to ask you, Cordell, about taking a receiver at 30. Does this change things in that regard? And if so, now we narrowed it down to what? Offensive line and cornerback and say the pass rusher kind of falls into your lap there here.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, this extension keeps him here through 26. So that's the next three seasons. I guess that answers the question about, you know, them trying to figure out what to do with his fifth year option. They get the extension done with them. So yeah, I guess it would change how you look at the wide receiver position, maybe on the back end of the first round. I still wouldn't be shocked if they took a wide receiver at some point in the draft, but yeah, I mean, this whole Bateman situation has honestly been weird. It's been weird since day one. So why should I not be surprised that they got an extension done with him today?
Cordell,
another year now that we've got an extension done right before the draft.
You know what's interesting about that? I mean, because we heard, like, right after the season, I mean, Harbs and Eric have been strong. So it wasn't BS. I mean, they were saying what they really felt, you know, about Bateman.
Yeah, it seems to be that case. And like I've said it, I've heard that Lamar has had that same type of feeling this offseason. It's just feeling like this year coming up, they have to get Rashad Bateman more involved. So this seems to kind of be the case right now. This is kind of the next step in that direction. But we got to see what it looks like on the field. And Bateman was able to put together a year where he was mostly available for them. Can he do that again? And now also get some production in the process as well. I mean, it's still about show me, you know, when it comes to Bateman.
Well, I told Bob, I said, you know, because I played quarterback in high school, it's about the receivers got to work the relationship with the quarterback, because you've got to gain the trust from the quarterback. That's what Bateman's got to do. So whatever he has to do to gain the trust, and maybe with Odell not being there, that'll help. And then maybe when, you know, maybe like the film, maybe he watched Jonas's film, you know, with him being open all the time.
All right.
You know, so they just got to get it worked out somehow, some way.
Yeah, I mean, and I think it's just about them being able to build that rapport together. Yep. I mean, they and Lamar seem to kind of be tied at the hip.
Well, they're South Florida
you know,
boys.
They're South Florida guys. So Bateman obviously isn't a part of that clique, you know, in terms of the South Florida clique. So he's got to kind of make it happen. He's got to make it happen. I mean, Lamar's traveling. He's been in Germany and all this stuff. And look, some of it's on him too. He's, you know, I'm sure it's like they both have to make the time to work out together, to build that rapport together. If the ultimate goal is to go out there and be the best offense they can be, they obviously need each other to be able to do that. And the reality is Lamar's not going anywhere. Seems like Bateman's not going anywhere, at least not in the immediate future. They might as well figure this thing out right now. And I think it was the best case for the Ravens when you really think about it. I mean, Bateman had no trade value. So the thought that they would trade him really just didn't really get very far with me. They're kind of just like, we have to figure this thing out. So the sooner those two guys can get on the field and start to build that rapport, the better.
Hey, I'm 100% with you. Now, Cordell, let's tomorrow night take the listeners into what the media room is like when you're there tomorrow night for the draft, waiting for the Ravens to pick.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're kind of assessing what some of the other teams, you know, leading up to the Ravens picks are going to do, talking about, you know, what the Ravens offseason has been like up until that point, what their needs are, obviously, and just keeping your ear to the ground to see if, you know, you hear anything. See if anybody hits your phone, see if anybody texts you, whatever the case may be, just to find out what these guys may be thinking right now. So I think come Friday, you know, we'll all be sitting around kind of in wait and see mode, because they have the 30th pick. They have to kind of wait and see what the board tells them to do. But could it be a trade out? Who knows? I still think a trade is still a possibility. So I just think this is going to be one of those situations where we may not have a true idea what the Ravens are going to do until maybe you get into that 22 to 25 range.
No, I agree with that, Cordell. Cordell, now, do you see any, because I just see that they take a tackle. Do you see any way that they move up a little bit, Cordell, if the run on the tackle, say like seven of them are gone already, and you know, and the Ravens are sitting there at 24, 25, and hey, I got to get up a little bit to get a guy.
Yeah, I mean, I think they'll think about it. I saw Daniel Jeremiah's tweet today of, you know, he's been talking to a lot of people recently that think that everybody's trying to move up to get these tackles. But who knows how much of that stuff is true. It's Lion season, so who knows? But obviously, it's a deep offensive line class. We know that. My issue is, if the Ravens did want to trade up, what are they giving up to do it? I mean, especially if they're now in competition with other teams to do it, because now you have to beat their offers. And I just don't know what type of trade assets the Ravens have to make that happen. And they've shown themselves to kind of be okay with sitting there and waiting in the first round. They may trade back, but in terms of trading up, it's been a while. It's been a while. So I think that they'll be content to sit there. And if it's not an offensive lineman in the first round, corner is still a possibility, a huge possibility. I just think I don't think they're married to the idea that they have to draft an offensive lineman in the first round. I do think that they're okay in their mind without doing it, because they know they're drafting multiple linemen anyway.
Cordell, if Chop Robinson's sitting there at 30, you taking him?
me and Rita just talked about this on our Win and Drive podcast. Yeah. I'm probably not, to be honest with you. And I say that because the Ravens aren't in a position right now to where I think they can take on another developmental pass rusher in the first round. I think they need more bona fide. You need a sure thing. You need sure things right now. And I just think you could probably get a corner there. You could even with the extension of Bateman, I mean, if you really, because we're talking about the Chiefs picking two picks after them, and I know the Chiefs aren't in their division, but clearly the Chiefs are in their way. You kind of got to start weighing some of this stuff. If you like the same guys that you feel like maybe a team like Kansas City will like as well, maybe that kind of factors into your decision a little bit. So would they like a Xavier Worthy or one of these A.D. Mitchell guys still in the first round? I really would not be shocked. But no, for Chop Robinson, for them, I would kind of pass on that because you're still waiting on your last first round developmental pass rusher.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Develop.
Cordell Woodland shaking it up. Sports real quick, Cordell. Vinny brought up Chop, who's a local-ish guy. DMV, we want the Maryland start his career there. Ravens could use a running back. What about Blake Corum day two if he's around when they're picking?
I do like Blake Corum. I've been a big Blake Corum guy. Yep. He's just been steady and consistent. I know he had the major injury last year and he wasn't the same player this past season, but when he really got going, he was the engine to that Michigan offense. The running game in general was, but he was the guy. So I wouldn't hate it. I mean, he's not giving you that Keaton Mitchell type of game-breaking speed, but the dude knows how to read holes. He's strong with breaking tackles. He has good balance. He's a guy that can also come and consistently move the chains. I think we're seeing the Ravens move on from the Gus Edwards of the world and the J.K. Dobbins. These guys were efficient runners in this offense. So I think Blake Corum is another guy that could be an efficient runner for them if they did decide to go that route.
He'll be with a Harbaugh. One or the other.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's going to one of the Harbaughs,
right,
for sure.
Cordell, when's the next time you're on the air?
I'll be on tomorrow from 6. I'll be on with Glenn and Rita starting at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Getting everybody ready for the draft before I head out to One Winning Drive. So listen to us tomorrow, and we'll be talking all things draft, getting ready for tomorrow night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.